Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to local bands along the coast and the venues at which they play. I'm Mike Dale. If you think the cello belongs strictly in a quiet symphony hall playing Bach, our guest today is here to completely shatter that illusion. On Sunday, June 14th, the historic Half Moon Bay Oddfellows Hall on Main Street is going to be rocking. We're being treated to a high-energy performance by Dirty Cello. They're out of San Francisco. They take blues, rock, and Americana and turn it completely on their head. Joining us today is the band's vivacious leader, vocalist, and classical-turned-crossover cello whiz, Rebecca Rodman. Rebecca, welcome to the show. Have you been to Half Moon Bay before?
We have, and we love it, and thank you for having me. It was last year. It was for the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows. We sold out. It was an amazing show. So we said we got to come back and do it the next year.
Tell us about you, and then tell us, what's a dirty cello?
My mom's a piano teacher, and at 7 years old, my mom said, would you like to play the harp? And I said, I would love to play the harp. And then we figured out we didn't have a big enough car. And so she said, how about you play the cello instead? I didn't know what it was, but I said, yes, I'd love to do it. So if the harp had worked out, you'd probably be talking to Dirty Harp instead of Dirty Cello. So I did music all through college, was completely classically trained, made it into some major orchestras, and then decided, you know what? I don't really actually like classical music. So about 15 years ago when we started the band, it was myself and my husband. My husband was on guitar, and we tried it out. We'd play for free at coffee shops and see if what would happen, and people liked it. So we're like, okay, let's just keep doing this. But it was merely a hobby for us. Then we had to come up with a name for the band, and it was kind of like, okay, well, what is the opposite of classical music? And classical music to me is clean. So we said, oh, well, let's be Dirty Cello. And actually, it ended up working really well for us having that name, because a lot of times people will be like, what the heck is a dirty cello? Then they'll pay tickets and come see our show.
It's just the best marketing in the world, Rebecca. It's just brilliant when you think about it. Tell us how the cello really makes rock sound cool.
Oh, thank you. A lot of people, like you said, do not think of the cello as being anything but a classical instrument. And I remember when I was in college, I was experimenting playing with singer-songwriters, and it was so boring because all I do is play long whole notes. And all I wanted to do was rock out and shred like a guitar player. So I started listening to guitar players like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, things like that. And I thought, well, they can do it on the guitar. Why can't I do it on the cello? So I am trying to mimic a guitar, but I think what fascinates people is that it's on a cello and there's a whole different technique. There's a whole bunch of different stuff I have to do and involves using a bow. So that's how I try to make it accessible, and it's entertaining to watch, I think.
Let's go into one of those classic rock songs that you will play Sunday, June 14th, 4:30, Half Moon Bay Oddfellows, hmb-odd.org. Get your tickets now. This will sell out. Tell us about Purple Haze.
So Purple Haze was one of the first rock songs I ever learned. And at that point, I wasn't singing. Singing came later for Dirty Cello. On this version, because it's our latest version, you'll hear me singing the lyrics, having fun with the solos, not doing Jimi Hendrix solos, but doing my own kind of solo spin on it.
All right, carousellers, let's hear it now. This is Dirty Cello, Rebecca Rodman, and the band Purple Haze from Jimi Hendrix, KHMB, Coastside Carousel.
Spare me.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale with you and Rebecca Rodman of Dirty Cello having a blast talking about classical music, but really rock and roll infused music. And you will see her Sunday, June 14th and the band at Mumbai Oddfellows 4:30 showtime. Get your tickets now. It will sell out hmb-odd.org. When you bridge the gap between, say, classical music and rock and roll, where do you see all this music going 50, 100 years from now?
Well, that's a good question. Well, it was funny. I just got into a discussion with my husband about AI, and I don't think AI can replace people playing music even in 50 years. I think people love the authenticity of people creating music. So I think people are, you know, for us, we're going to still create our originals. We're going to still also do covers. And I think an important thing why we do covers is sometimes it doesn't translate what we're doing. And we're a cello led band. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if I play a cover, people are like, oh, now I get it. So I think the future of music is still bright. And I think things will continue with still people creating original things.
How do you pick the classic rock songs that you do at the shows?
It comes from two places. One, we're like, ooh, this is cool. I want to play it. Simple as that. And another one, our fans will be like, hey, you should really learn this. It's really cool. And then we'll listen to it. And sometimes it's a bad idea. And we'll be like, nah. Or sometimes we're like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I'll learn it. So either from fans or we just like the song ourselves.
We next want to play Proud Mary by CCR. Do you want to tell us a story about how you got to start playing this song?
I think probably a fan was like, hey, you guys should cover Proud Mary. And of course, whenever we cover a song, you'll notice it is nothing like the original. There's the basic elements, but we always put our own spin on it, as you'll hear in this song.
Here it is now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, Proud Mary, played by Dirty Cello, that you will see on Sunday, June 14th at Half Moon Bay Oddfellows. Got it for you now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you.
100.9 FM and AM 1710 is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside and the venues at which they play. And we got a San Francisco band we're featuring today called Dirty Cello. I just love the term. And Rebecca Rodman, the founder of the band, is here today. And we're going to play an original in just a second. There was Proud Mary by CCR. Support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. Looking for a great meal in Half Moon Bay? Look for the giant double-decker bus. Seriously, you can't miss it. Cameron's Pub and Inn serves up killer food, ice-cold drinks, and a vibe that's just right and the right amount of weird. Rebecca, tell us about the feeling of writing original material as opposed to doing covers. Do you feel like I got to have more covers versus original? Talk about that before we play your original song called Feeling Frisky in Frisco.
We like to have 50% of each, 50% of covers so people can understand what they're listening to, and 50% of our originals because it's something that we want to do and we feel like we shouldn't just do covers. And where usually it comes from things that have happened to us, or a lot of times it's bad stuff that happened to us. And we turn it into a song. We have a song called Don't Call Me Honey. When we were trying to buy a house, our loan agent was trying to, he kept calling me honey. Or there was a song called The Roadie Song where we had a run-in with a roadie from the band Everclear who was treating us really badly. So we always try to create a song from our experiences. So Feeling Frisky in Frisco, this one we're poking a little fun at our bass player. During COVID, our bass player sort of got into a relationship with our background singer. Our backup singer, and unbeknownst to him, she also had another boyfriend, and there was a whole thing that went along with that. And so they both lived in San Francisco, so we kind of poked fun at them and made the song called Frisky and Frisco. They both know about the song, so they're not offended. They think it's funny, but that's where the basis of that song came from.
All right, Coastside Carousellers, let's hear it now. This is Dirty Cello featuring Rebecca Rodman, Feeling Frisky in Frisco on KHMV.
Take the long road across the bay. If I need him away. Look for a friend, looking for a good time. In the city, oh, so pretty, pretty fine. Oh, don't you know I'm feeling frisky in Frisco. Need a place to lay my head. Frisco.
Feeling Frisky in Frisco. It's KHMB Coastside Carousel with Dirty Cello. Rebecca Rodman on the line with us today, talking about the gig coming up at Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on Sunday, June 14th, 4:30 showtime. Get your tickets now. It's going to be an amazing show. They played there once before. Great big dance hall. Beautiful sound in the Oddfellows Hall. HMB-odd.org. Rebecca, I've only got 20 minutes for this show. Sad to say, it goes by really fast. You have several identities, not just Dirty Cello. Do you want to tell us about some of the other cool hybrid bands that you formed?
Absolutely. So we have a rock and roll orchestra called the Renegade Orchestra. You can find out about that at renegadeorchestra.com. And we're like a 15-person rock and roll orchestra that just, it's like an explosion of sound. It's like a bunch of string players that play like me, backed up by a rhythm section. So that's one of the groups. Of course, we have Dirty Cello. We also have a 1940s swing band called the Death and Taxes Swing Band, and we perform a lot on the USS Hornet. In fact, we're doing a special August show, and we do a special Valentine's night show, and you can find more about that group at deathandtaxesswingband.com. And then we also have a klezmer band called the San Francisco Yiddish Combo. I have also Powerhouse Ladies, where it's three female-fronted bands. We take turns playing songs on stage. You can find out more at powerhouseladiesmusic.com. And last but not least, a collective of musicians and ourselves formed this group called Not Loud Concerts. You can find out at notloudconcerts.com. And basically, we put on festivals that are not too loud, not too long, not too expensive. There's festivals happening in Napa this summer and in Berkeley, and you can find all the details at notloudconcerts.com.
Wow. How do you keep up with yourself, Rebecca?
I have three calendars.
Can't wait to see you Sunday, June 14th, Half Moon Bay Oddfellows. Get your tickets now, hmb-odd.org. It will sell out. It's a dance fest. Rebecca Rodman of Dirty Cello, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. This is so much fun.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at CameronsInn.com.